thank you that we are important enough to be a part of what you want in your world. This is a good time to rejoice that we are alive. Today is a special day to be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this special day to worship. Thank you, God, for this time to rejoice and be glad. Thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus, who shows us how to live. Thank you, God, for your world and its beauty. Amen.
May we stand and sing two stanzas of the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
As many of you know, we have at the seminary, through the Extension Department, a church-school relation with the Murdoch Center in Butner, North Carolina. We have students participating in the work every first and third Sundays of each month during the regular school term. This year, we have 10 students who are working in this area. But today, we are honored to have guests from the Murdoch Center to worship with us in our service. We are certainly honored and proud to have them with us. May we all join our hearts in worship with our guests today. Dear God, we are thankful for this day. We are thankful for the many blessings that you have given to us. We know that thou art the giver of life. Thou art the giver of joy and peace within our hearts. We ask this day, our God and our Father, that you be with us in this worship service. Be with our guests who are here to worship with us and to lead in this service. Be with each of the leaders who work with these who are with us today. Be with us here at the seminary, and may we all be stewards of thy word and of thy work. We ask these things in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Yeah. In our church service this morning, we are looking at the question, who am I or who are you? Several days ago, a group of us got together with Chaplain Cecil and talked about our church service today. We decided we would ask the question, who am I? In asking the question, who am I, a part of the answer is that I have a body that is mine. I have ears, eyes, legs, feet, arms, hands, a mouth, hair on my head, and skin. All these parts of my body help hold me together, but all these things aren't really me. I'm me, myself, and I. The part that makes me different you can't see with your eyes. Who am I? Who are you? We are all individuals. God has planned for. God wants each of us to be just who we are and not someone else. I'm glad that I am I.
A part of trying to be a Christian is to decide who we are. We have to ask the question, how do I fit into the world? What does God want me to do? What has He made me for? Each of us can say that God has made us to be a person. Each of us here this morning is different from anyone else. Each has his own name. Each has a personality that is different from anyone else. Each of us has the same own character. God has made each of us to be different in very small ways. Like no two people here has the same fingerprint. All of us are different.
Even though all of us are different, each of us can say, I am someone who has feelings. All of us have a variety of feelings. We can feel mad, we can feel anxious, we can feel afraid, and we can feel lonesome. A great deal of what we feel depends on what our life has been in the past. A great deal of what we feel depends on what is happening in our life just now. A great deal of what we feel depends on what we think may happen in the future. Happiness and sadness are feelings that are very real to all of us. Even though there is much sadness in the world, God wants us to try to find happiness. Happiness is a feeling God wants all of us to know. Doing something big for someone, like saving a life, gives us a happy feeling. But most of the time, we find our happiness by doing smaller things, by helping feed a child who can't feed himself, helping take care of crippled people, or remembering old folks. Sometimes it is even smaller things that affect our feelings of sadness or happiness. Whether we're sad or happy may depend on whether we get attention or not. It may depend on whether we have someone to talk to or not. It may depend on whether someone needs us to do a small favor for them or not. A happy feeling can come with the chance to go to the fair, catch a fish, go to a dance, or to sing. A small way in which my friend Roger Mulcahy has found happiness is learning to play hymns on his harmonica. He gives us a happy feeling when he shares his music with us.
Thank you. In looking at the question, who am I, a part of the answer is I'm someone who belongs to a family. Each of us had a father and mother to allow us to be born. Some of us had the chance to be born into a home where we had every need taken care of. Some of us were born into homes that did not have so much to offer us. If each one of us here described our family, it would be different from everyone else's family. Some of us could say that we came from a large family. Some of us come from families where we have no brothers and sisters. Some of us still have both of our parents living. Some of us only have one parent for one reason or another. With some of us, neither our father or mother is with us. This means that we have to look to our neighbor, friend, kinfolks, or our college parent to be a substitute parent. Whatever is true of our family or our home, we are glad that we belong to a larger family, to the family of God. Our worshiping together this morning means we are a family. God is our Father. Other people are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
I am someone who is able to do certain things. Each of us have talents. We may have 10 talents, or 5, or 3, or 2, or 1. Whatever number of talents we may have, God wants us to use them as best we can. Sarah has a talent for playing the piano. Let's listen to her as she shows us how one is able to use a talent.
I am someone who has to decide what to do and how to act each day of my life. Because this is true, I need to go to church to learn what is right and what is wrong. I need to go to church to ask God to help me know what to choose in life. I need to go to church to ask God to forgive me when I made a mistake. In church, I found strength to live my life.
Who am I? I am someone whose main purpose in life is to love and to be loved. God uses persons like you and me to share His love. He wants us to give our love to someone else so there will be room for Him to give us more love. Love is powerful. It can heal a hurt. He can help another person become his best. Sometimes it is hard to love, though. Sometimes whether we love or hate is a real test. In these cases, we have to ask ourselves, can I now in this hard time do and be the greatest thing that God has made me to do and be? To meet a hard test like this, we have to first of all have a proper love for ourselves. Then it is possible to love other people, even if they do not love us. Jesus said, the most important thing in life is to love yourself, other people, and God. In trying to do this, we are answering the question, who am I? I am someone who shows love because God gives His love to me.
Question, who am I? All of us want to say, I am someone who wants to live forever. All of us have to face the fact of life that someday our bodies will wear out. Someday we all will become tired. We will not be able to do the things that take a lot of energy and strength. As Christians, we believe that we have hope of living on and on, even when our bodies give out. It doesn't matter who we are, it doesn't matter what special things we can do. It doesn't matter how smart we are. It doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter whether we are as famous as John F. Kennedy or whether just a few people know us. There are just two things that are important, what we have believed and what we have done. What we have believed and what we have done are a part of our Christian hope.
And our hope that is good, our lives living on and on. We are not sure what life be. We are not sure what life be after death. It, we all know that will be with God. A verse of scripture from 1 John, for we are the sons of God, and we are not sure what will be to come. I like that promise. It tells me the most important thing about who I am. It tells me I belong to God. I am His where I live or die. And this, it gives me a Christian hope for living now. It gives me Christian hope for I don't know what about my future life.
Our statement of faith seems to summarize who we are. Will you join with me in saying it? I believe that I belong to the family of God. I believe in God my Father, the one I can trust, even when He is hard for my mind to understand. I believe in Jesus my brother, in whose life I see the goodness of God. I believe in myself with the spirit of gladness alive in me. I believe in this unfinished world where both the joys and hurts are real. By faith I try to look out of myself to see this world as best I can. By faith I try to move myself to live in this world as best I can. By faith I try to give of myself to help in best I can. By faith I try to share myself, stand by others as best I can. And when my life is nearly done, I will look back to see that whenever I walk by faith in God my Father, Jesus my brother, and the spirit of gladness within me, I will see it has been good, very good. Amen.